The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that silently spreads. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello, folks. Where the hell have you all been? I haven't heard any of you since last year. I don't know what you've been doing, but this is Tom D. And Michael Herzog is a little under the weather, and he has graciously allowed me to fill in for him. And, you know, it's kind of like one door closes, another one opens, because I really needed to have a show today. Because I've got some really important stuff on that we need to discuss, and it's a nice breezy 83 degree sunny day here in Texas. I hope a bunch of you are staying warm out there in the northern states, and I hope everybody's having a good year so far. I'm just so glad that the last 2 years are behind us, because they were a freaking abortion. Unbelievable. I don't know if anybody heard they were following the case in the Supreme Court, but they just, yeah, it was, I think it was all a trick to get the plaintiff to file the case so that they could say, nope, we're not going to hear it. So that's the end of the election fraud scenario. And I owe Ron $20 because he said that they'd never do it. And I was, you know, walking around with my fingers crossed for a week, and actually toes and fingers crossed and my eyes crossed. So trying to, you know, hope like hell that the Supreme Court would do the right thing. But you know what? It doesn't look like they're going to do their job. Congress isn't doing their job. Biden doesn't know what his job is, so he's not doing it. So, you know what? It's going to be up to us. I think, you know, I was hoping this was all, you know, going to work out, get straightened out. Everybody would be happy and we'd get our country back. But people, I think you better start getting your affidavits ready. I don't know if any of you have listened to Roger Sales, but you need to get your affidavits ready, get them filed, and get out of this federal system. So today's show is going to be if I was the head of the Chinese Communist Party. Now, I know that's a big mouthful, but there's a lot of financial problems going on. They're covering them up as best they can. They're manipulating the prices of the metals. They're manipulating the value of our paper dollar, our Federal Reserve note. They're manipulating the price of fuel and energy and everything else. And everybody there, I know you already know this, but I just got to spit it out and get it out of my mouth because it's just aggravating as hell. And you know what? We're just not going to take it anymore. And if we don't stand up as a country, and I mean every one of us, you know, for 45 years I've been in this battle and been members and friends with different groups all over the country. And everybody wants to be the boss because they know the way to solve it. Yet, then nobody else wants to, be an Indian, I guess. You know, I don't even know if I can say chiefs and Indians anymore because, oh my God, you're a racist or you're a white supremacist. And you know what? I'm native Siberian, okay? That's my heritage. I'm native Siberian. I may look like an Irishman and everything, but my wife, when you do my genealogy, I come up as native Siberian and Cameroon. That's where my ancestors go back. Scotland and England, too, but I got a good chunk in there of some other stuff. So I don't want to hear this crap. I'm not racist. I hate everybody the same. So if you're on my good side, fine. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what race you are, religion you are, color you are. Nothing. Doesn't make sense. So today we're going to have my friend, the 45, maybe bigger, longer law attorney, law professor friend, Ron O'Donnell. Some of you have heard him before. Some of you haven't. He's a great guy, very, very smart, very intelligent. And we're going to go down a rabbit hole on the financial markets, on the manipulation of the interest rates, the value of the money, mortgages, foreclosures. If you know anybody that's in foreclosure or somebody that may, because of losing a job or not making enough money, is possibly going to lose their home or put their home at risk as they're going into foreclosure, need to get this show to them because we're going to explain a lot of stuff today. We're going to give you some good advice. And we're going to show you how we can beat these guys. So without further ado, Ron O'Donnell, please come on down.
Well, hello there, my friends at RBN. I love all of you people out there. Everybody has their viewpoint and their perspective on, you know, what's going on in our country, which is so sad. But I thought a good topic, a good way to approach the show today would be, I'm going back to when I was in high school, and I remember I had a nun back when I was in eighth grade, and I'm 72 years old now, so I'm going back to my memory, which I still have, thank God.
That was back before electricity, right?
60 years ago, yeah. And I remember her. First of all, she was a looker. She's a very beautiful young nun. And as a, 10-year-old, you know how you fall in love with your teacher. She was gorgeous. I mean, but she was smart. And she brought up a topic. I think it was around 12 or 13, now that I think about it. But I never forgot her all these years because she was the very first person that had the guts to bring up in class the difference between capitalism and communism. Can you imagine that? A Catholic nun, young lady, Sister Marie is all I remember. Well, everybody's Marie in the nuns, So I would never be able to identify her. But she made a point, the difference, the fundamental difference between capitalism and communism to a bunch of 10, 11, 12-year-olds. Well, I'm going to share what she said briefly to you. Her fundamental difference was, that she identified back then, was that capitalism is a system of economics that deals with making money on a yearly basis. In other words, from year to year. Where communism is a system that has, at the minimum, 5-year plans, 10-year, 15-year, 20-year, 25, 50-year, 100-year plan. Can you imagine in eighth grade your teacher explaining this to you? And we're supposed to understand what the hell she's saying, okay? But somehow I caught on. I really did. I got it. In other words, communism, besides the other ideological differences between religions, and they are non-religious, blah, 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 they're also long-term planners. And that's why I want to call this show, if I were the head of the Communist Party, Chinese Communist Party.
Same thing. I mean, you know, that was a Freudian slip, but it's the same thing.
That's what I was getting there. The Democratic Party. Because what happened was that was part of their 50-year plan. So I'm going to just slow down. And for our audience, I'm going to ask them to listen to a few things. As though I were Paul Harvey. Remember Paul Harvey? His shows...
So I guess you're going to give us the rest of the story then, right?
The rest of the story. In other words, if I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party and I had a 50-year plan back in the 60s, I would first lay low, make tons of money, a dollar at a time, a penny at a time, a nickel at a time, and I would have my population sacrifice and accumulate wealth. One penny at a time, $1 at a time, one nickel at a time, one dime at a time. Not just for a month or a year or 5 years, but I would do it over 25 years because I have a plan, and it is to accumulate wealth, because I know a million Americans, if they had a dollar in their pocket, can do nothing with that dollar. But if a million Americans could get together with a dollar, we would have combined $1 million, and we could do something with that. The communists were thinking this in the 60s. And they achieved their 50-year plan. And let me tell you what their goal was with the 50-year plan. First, their 50-year plan was the takeover of the landmass called North America without firing a shot. One human at a time.
Wasn't there motto that we will the United States will fall like overripened fruit from the tree into our hands?
I think it was more like we will defeat you or conquer you without firing a single shot.
Yeah, that too.
Remember that?
Absolutely.
And nobody really understood what they meant by that. Well, what they meant was, by following their 50-year plan instituted in the 1960s, late 60s, that 50 years from now, they would own the continental North America, including Canada, the Canadian listeners. And how did they do that? Well, modernly, we're looking at it. They're foreclosing on Americans one person at a time. And they're satisfied with that. Why? How? Well, stop and think about it. Of the top 10 banks in the world, the top four are Chinese. Nobody ever really stopped to think about that. But that's because they saved their money for almost 50 years and now they're spending it. Do you realize that our U.S. Department of the Treasury borrowed over $3 trillion, with a T, dollars from the Chinese over the years in U.S. treasuries, which were backed by securitized loans on homeowners in the United States unknowingly and unwittingly? Our U.S. government, our Treasury Department, pledged our single-family residences to support the loans, the money that we were borrowing from China all these years. And China kept lending the money, buying the Treasury securities backed by U.S. homes. And that's a company. That's not the name of, you know, what I'm trying to identify here. I'm using it in small letters. But by U.S. properties, people that had borrowed money, they thought they were borrowing it from XYZ mortgage company, and it turned out it was some trust they found out later. And then they found out it was some securitization. And then they find out that it was actually a United States Treasury security that was pledged as collateral to China in return for the United States begging China for some money in order to support the welfare programs in America and whatever programs we were doing, our wars. But wait, we still owe the Chinese that $3 trillion. Now, the Chinese, if I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party after 50 years, and now I'm holding $3 trillion in U.S. Treasury securities, they call them T-bonds, I want to collect on those now. Because I have the security in the United States Treasury, and the Treasury has pledged this property, millions and millions of homeowners' loans, to who? The Chinese Communist Party. Now, if I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party and I wanted to collect my $3 trillion debt that's owed to the Chinese Communist Party today, how would I start in 19? It started around 1996, and it moved all the way up to present 2023. I would just lay low. I would allow the American, North American continent to grow deeper and deeper and deeper in debt. I would allow the United States Treasury to become more and more indebted to me. Because I've waited 50 years or more for this moment.
Alrighty, Ron, we got to take a commercial, hold that thought, and don't nobody go nowhere. See you in a bit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The fight for Speaker of the House seems to be the big news. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute and a reminder to use code Lighthouse at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system for flu season. For the first time in 100 years, the Speaker of the House vote has gone on for days. At the time of this recording, there have been 11 votes and still no Speaker elected. I think the fact that Kevin McCarthy has tried 11 times and has not even considered stepping aside, nothing but an indication of McCarthy's ego. It has been my experience that anyone who wants a job of power this badly is not the person we the people should want to have that job. I am glad this fight is happening. My opinion of several members of Congress has changed during this process, some for the better and some for the worse. Aside from politics, I would like to ask for your help again. My dear friend lost everything on December 30th when her apartment building was destroyed by fire. My friend Tashoy is starting the new year with absolutely nothing. If you are able, please help my friend through the GoFundMe link at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3 for details.
To the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, let's get back to the get back to our friend Ron. Now, listen, Ron has a bunch of goodies to go through. We're going to take calls on the second hour. Phone number 512-248-8252. I know you guys all have it scribed into your brain, but 512-248-8252, and we'll start taking calls at the beginning of the second hour. Thank you very much. Take it away, Ron.
Well, thank you. And again, I just want to remind everybody, yeah, believe it or not, as a 72-year-old man, when I hear that song at the beginning of the National Intel Report, that John Stadtmiller introduced, it still brings a tear in my eyes.
That's why I had to listen to the whole thing when it started. I mean, it's such a good song, and I really enjoy listening to it. So that's why the opening kind of lasted a little longer, because I wanted to hear the whole thing. So,
but it still brings a tear to my eyes, because if you listen to the darn words, okay, it's exactly what I'm talking about now. The writer of that song, I think his name was Voss, I don't know for sure, but he knew everything that I'm telling you when he wrote the words. It was just like well written, well done. And I don't think anyone's ever done it before or since, or, you know. So when I hear that song, you don't hear it anywhere else except for on Republican Broadcasting Network. And I encourage the listeners to download that song and listen to the words, the lyrics, because they're saying what we're saying right now on this show live. I mean, we're doing it, well, John Stadtmiller did it 20 years ago, and we're doing it now. And let's never forget John Stadtmiller, and let's not forget the reason for RBN was all about what I'm talking about right now. This is why, and I spoke with John about this right before he died. And he was in total agreement with me. And we didn't get a chance to have this kind of an in-depth conversation. But let's go back to where we were before the break. If I were the head of the Communist Chinese Party, and you owed me $3 trillion, and you secured that money with homeowners' real estate in America, I would execute my plan, and I would begin to collect my $3 trillion. The security securing that $3 trillion that the U.S. Treasury doesn't have the money to repay even today. So that's why there's this silence coming from the White House. Because we don't have the money to pay back the $3 trillion that we owe China. Oh my God, we owe about $32 trillion out there across the board that we know of, and there may be more. So we will never be able to pay off the debt. So for now, let's just take down the homeowners one home at a time using our agents that we hire, the Chinese government hires, in America, attorneys that will sell out America for a fee. That's what's going on in foreclosure. Judges that will sell out Americans for a fee, because they get their, you know, monthly check. They don't give a damn. They got to hold on to their own. You know how it is in this capitalistic society. I don't see anywhere in the United States Constitution where any of the founding fathers said we were a capitalist society. Not in the Constitution. It didn't say we were a communist society. It didn't say we were a socialist society. It was about
yeah, but it's all you life. Ever hear, Ron, is everybody, our democracy is at risk, and our democracy this. And I want to go over and smack Tucker right in the mouth, you know, when he, and the rest of them. I'm so sick of it.
But if I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party, and after we executed the 50-year plan and we lent $3 trillion, verifiable, to the United States Treasury, my next move would be to compromise the President of the United States. How would I do that? Oh, Hunter Biden. That's right. I would go ahead and bring him in, give him a couple million. We've invested 50 years. We're the Chinese Communist Party, after all, right? Let's compromise the President of the United States on down.
Just a short one, Ron. We'll be right back.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Cut that back a little and get Ron back on the air here. Take it away, Ron. Let's go.
I like that song. I wish you would have.
I know. I do, too. I love all the music. Mike is really, really good operator, man. He's a good producer.
Good job, Mike. I love that song. I haven't heard that for 50 years, I think. It's so long. But it brings back some rather fond memories, to be honest with you.
Sledgehammer, baby.
Yeah, that's when I had my, you know, thing going, you know, when you're like in your 30s, 20s, 30s, you know, that's when you're doing it, you know. But, yeah, we were out there night fevering it and, you know, doing the disco. And, you know, the Chinese Communist Party was always focusing on stealing everything that I had. And this is how they did it. I mean, let's move now to today. Let's compromise the President of the United States of America. Let's get his son addicted to drugs. Let's give him all the drugs he wants. Let's give him all the money he wants. Let's give him contracts with China. Let's get him involved. And let's get him loyal to the Chinese Communist Party, because that's where his income's coming from. You know, the president's son, Hunter. And let's even go so far, because this whole thing is a national security interest issue. And we'll just turn it over to the NSA to supervise foreclosures in America. Okay? And well, how do you do that? You silence the attention to the topic. People, are you still there? Because all of a sudden it's quiet out there.
We're here, buddy. We're here.
Okay, well, here's how you do it. Let's talk about Twitter. Let's talk about Facebook. The Chinese Communist Party, if I were the head of it, I would control those. And I would control the topic of discussing illegal foreclosures, because I don't want anyone to know that it's the Chinese Communist Party collecting the debt that the United States Treasury pledged the United States land mass to the Chinese government. Because guess what might happen? There might be a revolution in the United States of America if the American citizens knew that they were being invaded. Now, so we don't want that to happen. If I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party, I would do everything that I could possibly think of. How would I do that? Oh, you know what I would do? I would offer to make cell phones for Apple for below our cost to produce them. Oh, why would I do that? I'm losing money. Oh, that's right. I don't have to pay for the technology and the patents and the copyrights and trademarks and the fees associated with those. I could just lift the technology because, after all, I'm making your iPhones. I'm making your laptops. I'm making your computers. Now, let's see, in terms of warfare, if I were the head of the Communist Party, would I put a kill switch in the F-35, the most expensive American fighter jet, not alone American, but the most expensive fighter jet ever manufactured in the world, by merely altering a chip that goes into that craft that directs, perhaps, the weapons that would be fired from that craft? In other words, would I use American technology against them? I'll build you the phone for free, damn near. I'll go ahead and build them by the billions. I'll give you the laptops. I'll give you all the, you know, hardware that I can provide. Just give me your software. I'm China, after all. I'm the head of the Chinese Communist Party, and I'm going to take your land from you, and you're going to pay for it. But we have a 50-year plan. It may not be today. It may take us a little while, but we're patient. We've waited, after all, since the 60s to execute our plan. What's another couple years? We don't need to invade. Oh, you know what I'd do? I'd go to where all those computer chips are being manufactured. That would be Taiwan. And I would remind my servants, United States of America Treasury, that Taiwan is a part of the Communist Party of China, CCP. And I would remind them that we've already agreed to turn over all of the microchip industry of the United States, of America, Canada, all of the European countries, into the hands of the Communist Party of China. I'd remind you that if you break that, we're going to invade Taiwan, we're going to take those chip plants, and we're going to destroy your entire economy. If I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party, to show you that I could do it, I would have the cargo crisis 2 years ago. And I would show you how reliant you actually are to the Chinese Communist Party, that you can't even get shiploads of orders to Walmart for food and supplies and clothing and other, let alone other companies in the United States, unless you, the Chinese Communist Party's way. And that involves additional money. And then again, let's not overlook that we have the United States of America's military technology being manufactured in China. We have the economics of the United States banking system running through those computers that we manufactured. Oh, did I mention the kill switch that we included in each and every one of those chips without your knowledge, United States? Oh, yeah, we have a kill switch. I mean, we made the damn thing. We could put a switch on it, which would shut you off, United States, Canada, Australia, England, Britain. It's unimaginable what a kill switch can do. In a minute, we don't have to bomb you. We don't have to shut down your power grid. We just hit the flip the kill switch that's embedded in each one of those computers. Look at the RIM system from the 60s. Retail inventory management system, which was created by IBM for none other than Sears Corporation. I worked for Sears back when they were developing it. And I got interested in it in 67, 68, 69. Retail inventory management system, look it up, any of you people, you doubters out there. You'll see there's a kill switch in that RIM system. And that system was basically, when they first started scanning, first they had to create the numbers, the numeric system, to identify each individual product. But then they would scan that number into the system, and then that system would report overnight from all the Sears stores across America back to headquarters, which was in Chicago. That was the original RIM system. All China did was take the RIM system, the IBM system, and they added a kill switch and quietly just distributed it for the last, 40 years.
Was that the beginning of the barcode, the UPC code?
Yeah, that was all a Sears system developed by IBM, an American company.
Cool.
And they stole the technology, and for that, they found the door. They found that recording system, back reporting back to the main terminal, the main computer, is what Facebook's all about. When you stop and think about it, that's what these coins are all about. Bitcoin. That's all it is. It's the original blockchain technology. Least I regress. Let's go back to homeowner foreclosures, if you will. By the way, the original blockchain technology was the RIM system. I happen to know that. And that was developed in 1967. Look it up. You never hear about it online. You never hear about it anywhere. But you do hear about it here on RBN. You don't even hear this on the Art Bell Show, and he's deceased.
Yeah, well, that's kind of tough, you know, that George Norrie took over. And he's, you know, George Norrie, when they kicked off, what's his name? When they kicked off, I can't think of his name. I'm drawing a blank. He has his own show, Caravan to Midnight, now. And when they kicked him off of there, George Norrie kicked him off. The show just went down the tubes, you know, really, really bad.
John B. Wells,
yeah. Yeah, and the damn Chinese, man, they're, you know what? How is it that we are so stupid that we would let the Chinese be the only one producing antibiotics, producing certain the chips, you know?
98% of all of our pharmaceuticals are produced in China. 98%. Yep.
And microchips, there's so much that's being done that we've destroyed our infrastructure. What are we going to do? We get in a war with China? Hey, China, could you send us some chips? We need some for our guided missiles. Yeah, right. Okay, that's going to work.
Just hit the kill switch. Kill switch. Click. They don't have to fire a missile. They can kill switch ours.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, we want to fire, we want to build missiles, we need chips, you know, we need electronics, and guess what? They're the only ones supplying it, so, you know. But Biden's getting paid off. He's under their thumb, just like Ukraine. He's being blackmailed, and,
well,
you know,
we'll get into Ukraine,
he's got to go. Okay,
we'll get into
take
Ukraine
over.
Because if I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party and I wanted to defeat the United States of America, Canada, Australia, my competitors, you know what else I would do? What else would I possibly be so smart 50 years ago to plan to do? What would I really want to do? I would want to corrupt the country that I was about ready to attack. On social media, I'd create social media. First of all, TikTok is a Chinese company. But I would, you know, have them doubt their own self-worth. I would have them fingering under their belly button to determine if they were a male or a female. Even though the DNA is clear, it's the mind.
You know, you're being a racist, right? You know, if I want to be a giraffe, you know, I can be a giraffe. So you can't insult me.
I'm what was I called? There's racist, but then there's other ones just as good.
A misogynist. There's a few others that don't come to mind real quick. Well, yeah,
pedophilia. They have all kind of names for everything like that.
Yeah, you're a gay basher. You're, you know, all that crap.
Yeah. But if I were the head of the Communist Chinese Party, you know what I would do? I would take a country based on United We Stand, and I would point out the differences. Hey, you're black. Oh, you know what? You're white. Oh, you're Oriental. They don't say Chinese. They just say Oriental. They don't want to.
That's Asian, you racist.
My whole point is they keep pointing out the differences. The whole strength of the United States of America is united we stand. Divided, we fall.
Yep, and they're dividing us like no tomorrow. They're separating us just like the corn and peas on your dinner plate.
If I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party, I would relentlessly, day in and day out, on Twitter, on TikTok, on everything, I would point out our differences, the United States citizens' differences, in order to divide them over anything that they could unite around. If I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party, I would find a political party in the United States of America that I could control, that would sell out to me and silently sell out all Americans. And would I be able to find that in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party?
I think I could find it in
the Democratic Party. And you know what they did? Let's go to the break.
Okay. Take it away, Mike, if you want to still do it. Okay, skip it, Ron.
Now, what I would do, if I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party, is I would infiltrate and divide the Democratic Party. They call it the umbrella. And I'd get underneath that tent, the umbrella. Remember the camel getting his nose under the tent? Well, that's, you know, pretty much how the Democratic Party seems to identify itself.
I can relate to that, Ron, because I have goats escaping my backyard, getting their nose under the fence. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Well, the camels got their nose under the tent in the Democratic Party, and they never got out. They destroyed the tent. But that's, you know, a parable. And if I were the head of the Chinese Communist Party, I would want to control one of the parties in America, and I would be able to easily determine that the Republican Party, I'm not going to be able to do that, because there's a gun behind every blade of grass in America.
I don't know, Ron. I almost think that they've got their fingers in the Republican Party too, because nobody's doing their job. They're all jerking us around, you know. They all need to go, and you know, I just don't know how we're going to do that. But unless enough people stand up and we stand together, stop these divides that we've got going on.
Okay, but it brings me to the entire point, round circle, why I wanted to do this show. Because what I want to do is set up a platform, if we will, a party, we can call it, but a format, if you will, where we're going to notify each and every politician, whether they're Democrat or whether they're Republican, they don't follow our wishes, that we're not going to vote for them in the next election. And what are our wishes? Our wishes is we are not going to give up another inch of soil to this fraud. We are not going to give up, not one homeowner is going to give up their home, their land, their sweat, their toil, their pursuit of happiness, their life, their liberty to the Communist Party of China. And if they don't enact our legislation to protect us, which we're going to write, we are going to vote against them, whether they're Democrat or whether they're Republican, and we will
Hey, Ron, we got some breaking news that might interconnect with this. The House is going to vote on a bill to abolish the IRS and replace the income tax with a fair tax. I don't know how you can create a fair tax. They need to go back to the way the Constitution required, using apportionment. We need to get rid of the 15th, 16th, and 17th Amendments and get our country back the way it was designed to be run. So we'll see. Republican-led House will vote on a bill to abolish the IRS and replace the existing income tax system with a far wide-reaching consumption tax. Now, that's going to get rid of all the people. There must be so many people that aren't filing tax returns anymore that they've got to figure out a way to reach into our pockets again. And by having a sales tax, a consumption tax, unless you've got some way to buy stuff without paying the tax at the register, they're going to be pulling money out of our pockets again. When the federal government was forbidden from ever reaching into our pockets. You still there, Ronnie? Did
as
I lose
so
you?
Often happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, but as so often happens, when we're talking about a topic of organizing, I started on the organizing around homeowners topic. Did you notice we got diverted from that topic?
Yeah, well, things always get you sidetracked.
That's sidetracked, yeah. But it happens now, intentionally, wittingly, I don't know. But I'm not going to allow this discussion to move off of homeowners being illegally foreclosed upon by the Chinese Communist Party through American banks, which are orient to the Chinese banks. To prove my point, the strongest, most powerful bank in the United States of America is who? J.P. Morgan Chase, right? We all know that. You know that that J.P. Morgan Chase sold their headquarter facility, a 50-story tall bank in downtown New York, Manhattan, to who? The Chinese Communist Party. Did you know that?
Yeah, they're buying up the lithium mines. They're buying up farmland. They're buying up the chicken, the beef, and pork and chicken processing plants. Ron, they're buying up everything.
All
right, this break we can't stop, Ron. We got to take this break. I'm sorry. I know you have a hard time hearing me. We've got to take this break.
No, 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 it's okay.
All right, hold that thought.
We're gonna focus.
Okay.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.